SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump has been invited to a second state visit in the United Kingdom. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
At the start of an Oval Office meeting, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer delivered a letter to the president on behalf of King Charles.
It's an invitation for a second state visit. This is really special. This has never happened before. This is unprecedented.
The president, who received the honor during his first term, accepted the invitation. Greg Clugston, The White House.
China now says differences on international trade should be resolved through negotiations. That comment comes after President Trump announced doubling of the 10% universal tariff charged on imports from China. Also at SRNNews.com, media reports say many of the anti-Doge demonstrations greeting GOP lawmakers were organized by left-wing groups.
A steady stream of anti-Doge demonstrations seemed to crop up organically at town hall events as House lawmakers held such gatherings in their home states during a week-long recess. Now reports in the Daily Wire and Free Beacon indicate the protests were anything but spontaneous. Rather, they were organized by George Soros-funded groups Move On and Indivisible. Despite the orchestration, mainstream outlets such as CBS, The Washington Post, and The New York Times reported them as though they were grassroots efforts. Bob Agner reporting.
Hundreds of people have now tested positive for malaria in northwest Congo as health officials try to understand what is behind the illness, now surpassing 1,000 cases and killing at least five dozen people. World Health Organization says infections have been detected in at least five different villages, and the investigation continues into whether water or food may be the cause. This is SRN News. A new portrait of faith in America.
The Pew Research Center has compiled all the data from its latest national polls, and it concludes that 62% of adults in this country say they are Christians. 7% belong to other faiths, and 29% of Americans tell Pew that they're atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. That 29% is the highest it's been in U.S. history, with the share of atheists, 5% total, an all-time record. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida's new attorney general filing suit against Target, claiming the discount store chain misled investors by promoting DEI programs. Those initiatives prompting a backlash from customers and ultimately cost shareholders a lot of money. Before it scaled back its DEI efforts recently, Target was considered one of the top corporate advocates for the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. Pet nappers in Colorado.
Thieves nabbed a pair of high-priced bulldogs from a pet store after one of them allegedly faked a seizure to distract employees while an accomplice grabbed the puppies from a pen and ran out. The theft, captured on surveillance video, happened Sunday in suburban Denver. The Arapaho County Sheriff's Office says three men walked into the store a few minutes apart and asked questions about the puppies, which sell for $4,299 each. Authorities say after one faked a seizure, another grabbed two puppies and ran out with a third accomplice to a getaway car. A woman who later bought one of the puppies from a street vendor returned it to the store. Keith Peters reporting.
Mixed trading on Wall Street so far today. The Dow right now up nearly 240 points. NASDAQ is down 70. S&P ahead just by a fraction. More details at srnnews.com.